Blackstone Audio presents Dark Road Home, A Jin Sullivan Mystery by Anna Carlisle. This book is read by Colleen Marlowe. 1. The trick was to get to the forest preserve late in the afternoon, after the mommy brigade had packed their strollers into their SUVs and headed home, and before everyone else got off work. When Jin Sullivan hit it just right, she could put in 6 miles without seeing more than a few other people. Later in the summer, it would be impossible. This sweltering Chicago heat and humidity would drive even the most dedicated runners off the trails in the heat of the day. But so far, this June had been cool and pleasant. Jin pulled into a spot vacated by a frazzled-looking woman in a Suburban and was on the trail by 4:30. The occasional early departure from the office was one of the perks of working as a medical examiner. After clearing the day's caseload, Jin had left with a clear conscience, knowing that new arrivals to the morgue would not mind waiting until tomorrow. Patience, in Jin's opinion, was a virtue of the dead. Besides, she had been in the office before anyone else arrived, and she'd spend several hours working on a journal article tonight after a shower and a quick dinner. This time on the trail was the single indulgence she would allow herself today, if indulgence was the right word for it. Jin kept up an easy, steady pace for the first mile, until the path came to a T, the right branch continuing along the picturesque Calsag Channel. Jin took the left branch. The terrain quickly became much more challenging, rising up into a rocky, mountainous mound. Thanks to the engineers who dug the channel almost 100 years ago and dumped out the dirt next to it, the preserve provided some of the only...